I would like to set the tone for today's service by reading a poem that I found called Focus by Erin Elizabeth Casey. What do you want in life? What is your goal? Who do you want to be around? How will you keep your feet on the ground? Focus. Focus on truth, not lies. Look at people straight in their eyes. Get to know who they are on that day. Be careful with the words that you say. Focus. Everyone is worthy and has a purpose, including you. Encourage yourself and others too. You were made to be spirit's hands and feet, to bring light down here to the street. Focus. Your time is limited, so take it and run. Enjoy hours, minutes, and seconds under the sun. Learn from trials and trouble too. Those things are going to change and mold you. Focus on life, on joy, on love, on just being you, and loving others too. Focus. And now we have music from Taylor Swift called Change.
Picture the final blow hits you, somebody else gets what you wanted again. No, it's all the same, another time and place, repeating history, and you're getting sick of it. But I believe in whatever you do, and I'll do anything to see it through, because these things will change. Can you feel it?
And Scandal. She was the creator, producer, and lead writer for all three hit shows all at the same time. That's like unheard of. She had like 9 jobs all at one time. She would work, came home to her kids, and that was pretty much all. She always turned down invitations to gatherings and speaking engagements. At one point, she realized she was saying no to her life. So why was she saying no? Well, because it scared her. At parties, people would look at her and engage with her. She would have to engage with them and talk to them. What if she said something wrong? What if she said something right? Of course, if a party scared her, a speaking engagement certainly would. All those people looking at her, listening to her, quoting her, it was all too much. But she wanted to live and to be a good example for her 3 children. So she told everyone that she was embarking on a year of yes, where she would say yes to every invitation and suggestion and request that she got that year. That was probably her downfall. She told everybody, and they made her accountable for it. Yes, she started out fearful, like poop in your pants fearful. She talks about that. Another thing she talks about is people reading her book and judging her for the things that she says. She says, if you get all up inside my book and judge me, I will kick you out of my book. She's a very creative writer. You really have to read it for yourself. At the end of the year, She wasn't ready for it to end. She was so excited about her life, not knowing why she feared it in the first place. She had made this amazing transformation just by changing her thought process around each scary event. She changed her focus. It took diligence and it took close attention. Most people don't like change, so they avoid it. And I get it. They would rather become comfortable with the problem than to make a change. This leads to stress diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, stomach ailments. There's a whole myriad of diseases that they are now attributing to stress, long-term stress. The ones that they're not attributing to stress yet just haven't been studied yet. We're not meant to stagnate in frustration, but to grow. For that, you must embrace the discomfort of change. Focus on it. Get comfortable with it, just as you got comfortable with the discomfort of the problem. Looks like you're always going to be in discomfort of one way or another. You might as well be growing. Yes, fear is designed to keep you safe, but not to be so overwhelming that the what ifs of life keep you from living. Fear should not stop you from stepping out into life. It's just there to make sure you have solid footing when you do. So replace the fear by focused attention on what is here before you now and imagining a better future. That's what the placebo effect can do for you. You change your focused thought. By focusing your attention on the small details, you see the miracle of creation and opportunities for change. I've worked with a lot of people and seen firsthand how focused thought has changed a person from angry to downright happy, from restless to contented, from fearful to confident. So what about you? What would you like to change in your life if you could? Would you have more money? Better health? Better relationship? Less controversy? What stops you from achieving these things? I've been studying a lot on the placebo effect, and I've studied neurology and psychology and physiology and all the ologies. And to understand the placebo effect better, and I found that it works with more than just medical problems. You can use it to change other problems in your life. Or maybe it's not a problem, maybe it's just something you'd want to enhance. The placebo effect works for all of that. Now, you can go the long route and do these types of meditations and really focus on your thoughts, which I encourage you to do. Or you can work with someone who knows about how to get changes made faster. And I encourage you to do that too. In the past, the placebo effect has been used to trick people into healing themselves although I find that very intriguing, helpful, I also find that to be less respectful of people in general. I'd rather not lie to them. I'd rather they be taught how to use their own placebo effect themselves. I believe that that's possible.